Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. When I first got into birding many moons ago, I saw my first scarlet tanager in the mountains of Pennsylvania. The colors burst through my binocular lenses. I'm saying, when you looked at it, the colors were just spectacular. You see, the male has a vibrant red color, which stands out even further to the eye because his wings are jet black. The color is prevalent during the spring and the summer. And this next statement is what makes nature so cool. After the mating season, the male molts, meaning he gets new feathers, but his color is then similar to the female, which is olive yellow with dark olive wings and tails. So think about how cool that is. He goes from this vibrant red to olive yellow. Well, this time my camera lens was on fire because a male scarlet tanager was on a branch right outside my window. This is why I always say, have your binos and your cameras ready near any feeding stations that you have at your home. Because I film in the wild, I am always camera ready. And I also want you to know that the one that was outside one of my windows, the scarlet tanager, wasn't even near a feeding station. He was just there because I was like looking at him, camera, zoom, 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 got a couple great photos, and I was energized for the day by photographing this awesome animal. I made my way down the road to Inspector Dave's home to tell him of my find. You see, the scarlet tanager only migrates through my sector of the country. He is here, for a photo op, and then he's gone. This is the same. Last week, there was a few warblers here, and poof, they're gone. So it's like, it's really neat. Like, if you're taking in nature, hey, from inside your home, and you're looking out, and you're checking something out, and he's gone. With the warblers, they were there, and I was actually outside photographing a couple of perennial wildflowers that I have around the home. And the warblers, they would not cooperate, but guess what? The tanager got some great photos. So let's talk about his characteristics and some of the things he does. Well, the scarlet tanager is 7 inches long, compared to a blue jay whose length is about 12 inches. He's often sometimes confused with the male cardinal. The male cardinal is just a little bit larger, but the color, especially spring, summer, is much brighter than the cardinal. Anytime I discuss migration with an audience, I'm on stage many times or I'm in schools, I always give some amazing facts. There are amazing migration facts, and the one is about the caribou, and I always bring this up, and I know I've spoke about it on some other shows, but it's worthwhile to listen to. Think about this. Mountain filled with ice and snow. Female pregnant caribou on one side of the mountain. They make their way over the mountain. You're going, how does this relate to a tanager? Well, I'll get there. It makes its way over a mountain filled with ice and snow all the way down to get to the bottom where there was a river that was frozen that just broke up. And now there's these, we'll call them icebergs for no better, huge chunks of ice in the river. And I was about to say the tanager, but no. The caribou has to swim across the river doing the caribou paddle in its last month of pregnancy and not get hit in the head by a piece of ice, because I hear that hurts a lot and getting dead is not a good thing, makes its way to the opposite shore where the grass is just beginning to show through. There was a little melt going on in that valley. And the caribou gets there and that timing to give birth in that grass, because that's the only way that the caribou calves could survive. And you go, like, how amazing is that? So now let's go back to our scarlet tanager. Small in size. Think about this. Length 7 inches. And it flies, some of them are up in Canada. And obviously the rest in the continental U.S., United States. Well, he flies all the way, some of the furthest ones, to the Amazon. Think about that. So let's go the relative size of a human compared to that. It would be like us walking around the Earth if we could. And I know, obviously, we can't. I know that a couple people have tried. No, it doesn't work out that way. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. The scarlet tanager has a rounded bill, and it's great for catching insects. Because you see, when I was out, I should say inside, he was outside, and I was taking those photos, and all of a sudden, he moved on to a different branch. The thumbnail you're looking at is the one, and I took one, and it was a good photo, but the one you're seeing is, a brilliant photo of him. And all of a sudden, I take this one, and I zoom in, and I look, and he's got an insect in his bill. He caught one in midair when he flew from a branch to a branch. So we know that they eat insects and love them. They also eat fruits. You see, during the summer, there are many species of insects, so this is a large part of their diet. So in summer, they're insectivorous. They eat fruits during their migration and where they winter, because you see, this food is high in carbohydrates, and carbohydrates have a lot of energy. So during their migration, you think this, you're gonna fly that great distance, well, you're gonna need a lot of energy, and these foods are good for it. Their habitat is forests, specifically oak forests. And that's where I often, like when I'm out on some adventures, that's typically where I see them. But I've also seen them in maple forests, some stands of beech forests. And every now and then they're in some pine forest too. So as you're checking things out, well, then look for, again, spring and summer, you're easily going to find them because of that color. The courtship has the male dancing on branches, as I always say, the nature's so cool, above the female. They build their nests high up in trees. Well, this provides protection. The female will lay a clutch of 2 to 5 pale green eggs. Typically, the average is about 4 eggs. The female is the mate that will incubate the eggs, but both parents feed the chicks. The young fledge at approximately 12 to 15 days. Fledge means they're going to fly for the first time. So you think about how amazing this is. And this is what I always say about like how birds, think about this. The only really protection a bird has is its ability to fly. So for that reason, a bird is going to go from an egg, it hatches. So you've got this chick and it's going to fledge and fly this one in 12 to 15 days. So how much food does a parent need to bring to raise? And you see how hard, if it's even little sparrows, the LBBs, little brown birds by your house, just watch the parents if there's a nest and watch how hard they work to bring food. You wonder if they ever get any food during that time. The family includes cardinals, many species of tanagers, and check them out in your field guides. I happen to use Peterson. There's a million field guides out there because the tanagers are this beautiful family, and buntings. My favorite of the bunting family is the indigo bunting, and when you check out the color on that one, then you'll understand why. There's two specific problems the scarlet tanager faces. One is loss of habitat, and you know that I speak about this often, about we must protect and preserve habitats of all species. Because if you're protecting, and I'll just say there's a stand of a small little forest near your home and you're protecting it, how many different organisms live there? So we want to protect and preserve. The second is parasitism by the cowbird. And if you don't know this, and I've discussed this also on a few other shows, the cowbird, and you go, I thought parasites were small insects or arachnids and things. No. Think about the cowbird. What he does is, or I should say she does, is she waits for some other bird to lay eggs in their own nest. So think about this. The male and female tanager build the nest, lay the eggs. They fly off to get some food. And all of a sudden, the cowbird comes in, takes one of the tanager eggs out, throws it, so obviously its ground breaks, and she lays an egg in there and takes off. Well, what happens is, as time goes on, And this is also the amazing thing about nature. The scarlet tanagers don't even notice that the color of the eggs is different. Like they don't have this mindset and a larger egg and none of this. And all of a sudden they raise a cowbird with their tanagers. Well, as time goes on, that cowbird chick will actually kill and throw the other chicks out. So the tanagers end up raising a cowbird, and that's what fledges out of the nest. So that parasitism on tanagers and many other birds, but the tanagers specifically, is a problem. The vocalization of the scarlet tanager is often described as a robin with a cold. Again, through many books that you read or you talk to birders, they always say, ah, robin with a cold. Listen to that distinct chip burr on your adventures. So it is time for you to grab your binos, your camera, your field guide, find a trail through a deciduous forest, and enjoy the sights and sounds of the scarlet tanager. Guaranteed, you will love every moment about what you see and hear. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.